The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test. And he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, to whom he goes at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, do not bother me, the door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Gospel of the Lord. Per Evangelii Dicta de Leonto Nostra Lecta. I think that this image Jesus gives about, like, what father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, a scorpion when he asks for an egg, one of the other gospels says stone when he asks for bread. He's setting up that sort of behavior as something not even an evil person would do, right? Not even a wicked person would do. And this gospel is being set opposite also Abraham's prayer for Sodom and Gomorrah, interceding that God not sweep away the whole city. And we know those places weren't up to any good. And so it's being set against that. I guess what I'm driving at is that even these sort of places that were just icons of sin, they would still give their son a fish when he asked for a fish. Right, so those who betray that filial relationship, right? That's a special kind of evil. It's a special kind of sin, and I think that's something worth thinking of and remembering. And I think we can all kind of reflect that. You think about Jesus draws this analogy with a father. Let me think. You think about your life and your family. We know our parents aren't perfect, right? We know that they weren't perfect, and they have shortcomings. And as you grow, right, you come to terms with that. And you find peace with that. You realize, especially you yourself are in that position. Oh, yeah, this is hard. and I'm not everything my children need either. I'm not perfect either, that sort of thing. At the same time, I think it's easy, or easier, not easy per se, some people have really rough times, but it's easier to come to grips with and understand the imperfections of our parents. What's harder to confront and harder to get past is something like what Jesus is talking about, this example of something even a bad person wouldn't do. Those, even if they're very, even very petty little things, a situation where a parent has been fundamentally unjust to their child, right? That leaves a mark. That leaves a mark in a lot of ways worse than a lot of other things that could have gone wrong or a lot of other failures a parent could have. That idea of being fundamentally unjust. And we know in the light of faith as well, it makes it even worse because our earthly parents, they are analogies to us. They're kind of living analogies. They're a child's like first notion of what God must be like. Right? We understand God is, you know, spirit and he's transcendent and it's that human parenthood, you know, human fatherhood is modeled after him. It's not he's a projection of, you know, it's not like the atheist, the facile little atheist thing. You're just projecting your dad issues onto the sky. It's like, no, it's quite the reverse. It's that our earthly parents are, just as we're human beings, we're in the image and likeness of God, our human parents echo the fatherhood of God. And so when our parents are fundamentally unjust to us, it can shake our confidence in justice itself. And that's worth reflecting on and worth knowing. And I know it also happens in the church too. Right? There are, you may think, priests have interacted with who have been fundamentally unjust. That has a sting that doesn't go away. Right? When those of power are cruel or capricious or arbitrary, that leaves a mark worse than, well, someone's less holy than they ought to be. Oh, well, you know, Father so-and-so, he's, you know, he's a bit of a hypocrite. Or Father so-and-so, he's, you know, not that, he's kind of mean. Or, oh, Father so-and-so, he's got this personality flaw or that personality flaw. But I think if we've interacted with a priest who's fundamentally unjust, someone who loves power and loves their power felt, that too leaves a similar kind of mark of the injustice an earthly parent could give. There's obviously a lot of other things. This is the Our Father in this gospel today. But I think that's something worth thinking on, worth reflecting on. And those who are in a position, you know, with their children to always be attentive. That even if, you know, we're not perfect, even if you're not everything you ought to be, even if you're sometimes frustrated, even if sometimes you act poorly or you know, discipline a child for your own catharsis rather than the good of the child or just all that different stuff that you'd feel bad about and you know, repent of and go to confession over and things. Watch out for fundamental injustice. Watch out for those moments where you're handing your son a stone when he asks for bread. You think, well, it's just a little thing. Yeah, it's not very fair, but that wasn't very fair of me, but it's okay. It's just a little thing. It's not. You would be surprised by, you know, what you might think was, oh, just, yeah, I shortchanged. I was unfair a little bit. But it was such a small little thing. No, to a child, that's huge. It to be fundamentally unjust like that rocks their world. I think much like, you know, you might experience in wider life or in the church or just other things, but even more so for a child. So be very attentive and Well, so it does connect into the end of the Our Father, right? The forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, right? That prayer is, Lord, judge me by my own standards. Measure me with my own measure. And so if we want good things from God, if we want that rather bold prayer, Lord, be as merciful, but only as merciful. Be as just, but only as just. Be as kind, but only as kind to me as I am to others. That's a tall order. And I think that shows itself in this particular issue of trust and power and authority. And it underlines why it is, especially, that we should be on guard. Among all the other things, there's a particular importance of making sure we avoid those situations where we are fundamentally unjust to those who have been entrusted by God to our care.